We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
508 here at the Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
And happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Finally.
I always talk about how happy I am that I don't have to go on first dates anymore because I think the dating scene is just brutal these days.
Yes.
If you're going out on a date this weekend, be aware there's a brand new dating trend called cloaking, which is like ghosting, but it's like a billion times worse.
So much worse.
Cloaking is when a person doesn't just stand you up for a date, they also block you on any app that you've previously communicated on.
So like if you're out on a date and you're wondering, okay, where are they at? Did they get stuck in traffic and you try to reach out to them? You can't.
No.
Which is just stupid. Like, why would you do that to somebody?
I don't understand. There was one girl this happened to. She said she was completely humiliated. She said, while I was putting on my makeup, getting excited for our date, he was busy blocking me on every single app. Which is terrible.
It's horrible.
I don't know why anybody in their right mind would want to do that.
Because they're jerks.
They're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever, if you are going to go see somebody this weekend, don't do that. You never know. They could have stagecoach tickets waiting for you. They might want to bring you to the festival. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You
possibly.
Never know. You possibly. Never, ever know. Speaking of stagecoach, we are going to give you a chance to win 7-10 this morning. It's another round of the 10-question takeover. Kelly, I think you know this guy's going to be there, Sam Hunt.
I do know he's going to be there.
Yeah, he will be there. Hopefully, you'll be there, too. 7-10 this morning, your chance to win your way into stagecoach on K-Frog.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
525 here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
And it's a Friday tradition. Dumb, drunk, or drugs. These are real headlines. Anthony, you're so good at this game. You're going to have to tell me the person in the headline, dumb, drunk, or on drugs, okay?
I was hoping this morning when I came in it wasn't going to be on our little chart, but sure enough it is.
It's here.
I'm ready to retire it.
Here we go. Your first one. Thong-wearing Florida man arrested while building a shed with garbage on stranger's property.
Gosh, you cannot make this stuff up.
No, and this is great. They're all out of Florida today.
Let's say drugs.
Nope, this was just dumb.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It sounds just dumb, but I would think drugs were involved too. They said the sight of a man wearing a thong was enough for one of the neighbors to call Florida police and say, you need to come out here and check this out. When police showed up, yes, there was a man and he was only wearing a thong, building a shed out of garbage. When cops asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm an artist. I make things out of garbage. On strangers' property.
Good for
so
you.
He was arrested. All right, here's your next one. Florida man shattered toilet after firing a gun indoors.
Drugs.
Nope, this one's dumb too. Remember, we're in Florida, okay? The man said that his roommate was shocked Saturday when he fired the gun inside their house and shattered their toilet. The guy was in one room. The bullet tore through numerous walls before it destroyed the porcelain throne. He said he was just playing with his gun when it unexpectedly went off.
Jeez. Weirdest thing.
Who just plays with guns? Come on, Florida. As a state, you are just not looking good. Okay, last one. Redemption time here. Woman twerks, then flashes passengers in a Spirit Airlines meltdown.
I swear. Twerk. Give me dumb.
Nope, this one was drunk.
Of course it was.
Yes,
of
come
course
on. It was. She was on a plane. Yes, the drunk woman made a spectacle of herself on a Spirit Airlines flight from Orlando. She started throwing a tantrum when they told her, you need to get off your phone. Well, she didn't want to get off her phone, so she gave everybody something to record on their phones. She started twerking on passengers as they tried to get her off the plane. Oh, yeah.
On them.
She flipped out on them. One passenger in one of the videos, you can hear him shouting, you're so trashy. I love it. They eventually did get her off the plane. But yes, there are videos online if you want to check that out.
I'm not going to do that.
Nope. Well, 0 for 3 today. That might be a good thing that you don't know why you would act like this.
Florida scares me.
Wake up every day here.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Kane Brown right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Let's take a look at our sexy stagecoach bracket. Speaking of Kane Brown, he was in the battle yesterday taking on your guy Luke Bryan,
Kel. I know, and he... One.
Wow.
And oh my gosh. We talked about yesterday how Kane Brown's fans are just crazy when it comes to voting. Over 2,500 votes yesterday. Kane Brown wins with 66% of the votes, which is crazy because if you look at the comments, everyone's like, Luke Bryan, I love him. I love him. Well, y'all weren't voting for him.
Right. You should have voted, not commented.
This is just crazy. Now it has become... Can anybody beat Kane Brown?
Yeah.
Can anybody beat Kane Brown's fans?
Pretty much. Because we are into the final round of our sexy stagecoach bracket. Kane Brown now taking on Sam Hunt, who is my man. I have had him winning this thing from the very beginning. I will be heartbroken if he gets beat by Kane Brown.
I know. And I'm going to jump on your bandwagon, too. I think I'm going to go Sam also. But again, it's the world against Kane Brown's fans.
Pretty much. And so the whole point of this is when we go to Stagecoach in a couple of weeks, we want to give the winner a trophy. And I really want to give the trophy to Sam Hunt and be like, I made this for you.
Just for you. Can we take a picture with it, and me?
If Kane Brown wins, I'm going to be really upset. Like, here, you won this.
Throw it at him. Yeah.
All right. Well, get your votes in now. Head over to K-Frog's Facebook page. You're going to have all weekend to vote. Monday morning, we'll let you know who the winner is. And for all the sad Luke Bryan fans, here's a little Luke Bryan.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
6:05 here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what is trending. A 7-Eleven store in Toledo, Ohio is getting praised this morning after dealing with a possible shoplifter in the best way possible. The store's owner caught a teenager pocketing gum and bags of candy and was about to call the police on him when he asked the teen boy why he was stealing. The teenager said, well, because my brother and I are hungry, we don't have any food. The owner told him, well, that's not food. If you're hungry, just ask me and I'll give you food. So he loaded him up with a bag of pizza, chicken wings, taquitos, sandwiches, all the good stuff, sent him on his way. The owner said he didn't call the police because he didn't want the boy's life to be ruined for trying to feed himself and his family.
That's awesome.
That's a good deed right there.
That is. And that's a great way to handle it because most people would be like, oh, you're going to steal from me? Have fun in jail.
Yeah, cuff him.
Rather than, trying to actually understand the kid's situation. So kudos to them, definitely. Well, Disney has found another way to take your money. They are now a part of the streaming world. Starting November 12th, you can get Disney Plus. The service will run you $6.99 a month or $69.99 for the year. The content available on the service will be movies and television from Disney, but as well as the properties that they own. So Marvel, Pixar, Lucasfilms, National Geographic. Disney Plus will be the exclusive streaming home of The Simpsons.
I saw that, yeah.
Frozen 2, when it comes out in 2020, will be exclusively on the service. Disney is expected to spend $1 billion in 2020 on original content for the service and $2 billion by 2024. That is just outrageous.
That's chump change to them.
I mean, when you think about it, everyone's like, oh, the prices are going up again at Disneyland. Well, they're buying you content.
That's
See,
why.
They're doing it for your own
for
good.
A good reason.
Yeah, I just wonder how easy is it going to be to share the password for this? Are we talking like...
I hope let's all go in on an account.
Right? Let's do one that. Account.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Luke Bryan here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony heading into the weekend. But how is our weekend wager already done?
What the heck?
Well, here's what happened. We had a bet on the college basketball tournament, filled out our brackets back in March. Monday night was the championship game. So after that, we looked at our brackets again, counted up all the wins that we had throughout the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I barely edged out Kelly. By like 10 wins or so, which is a good amount.
Barely.
So we didn't know... We didn't take into account when this was all going to end.
Right.
We planned on it ending like a Thursday or Friday heading into the weekend, but it was actually a Monday where it ended. So I didn't have enough time to come up with a punishment for you.
Oh, darn.
I know.
We could skip the punishment.
Absolutely not. So I left it in the hands of our listeners. They gave me some great suggestions.
Oh, great.
So here's what I did.
Most of them were about like eating nasty food, which is just not fair.
Aren't they the best?
Wait a second. Now, he had to eat cheese.
Yeah, cheese isn't nasty. Anthony's just weird.
So, I have all the suggestions in my hat right here.
Okay.
And you're going to pick one, and you'll do the punishment on Monday.
I have to pick my own punishment?
Yeah.
That's just cruel and unusual.
I'm loving this. Okay.
Okay.
Let me get them all.
Are you trying to, like, put the worst ones on top right now?
No, they're all... I did it... I didn't think about this. I did it on Post-it notes.
Okay.
So, the
so they're all sticking to each other?
Yeah. But if you pick, like, five at once, then fine. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So, here we go. I'm going to pick my punishment...
See what I'm saying?
Okay, there's two.
There you go.
Okay,
all
let me
right.
give you that one
all
back.
All right, what'd you get?
Oh, gosh. Okay, this one's not too bad. I'm okay with this one. I'm not happy about it, but I'm okay. I'm going to have to eat Anthony's favorite candy of Peeps on Monday.
A whole sleeve.
A whole sleeve. Oh. I'm going to go into it like a sugar coma.
Actually, no, you have to share with me because I want at least one.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to have to eat Peeps.
Okay, that's not too bad. There were some in there that were really nasty, like the pineapple pizza, and I'm sure you were just going to, like, stack pineapple on it.
I was going to make you... Yeah, I was going to get just pineapple, and then I was going to make you eat it cold, too.
Ew,
I was going to keep it in the fridge over the weekend.
No, that would... Yeah,
oh,
I would definitely puke. Okay,
one.
So Peeps... I'm not too upset about it. Could be worse. But I say that now. Watch
we'll
Monday,
see
I'm going to be crying
because
I have to eat Peeps.
Monday, Kelly will be devouring some Peeps. Do you want the bunnies or the chicks?
Do they taste different?
Yes.
They all taste like dirt.
What's wrong with you?
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog 651, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
Brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can always call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Actor Jussie Smollett has been hammered with a lawsuit by the city of Chicago for allegedly staging the attack back in January. Now, according to TMZ, the city will most likely go after upwards of $500,000.
Wow.
This lawsuit is based on the city recovering the cost of investigating the case. In the suit, they claim Jussie scripted the entire attack and intentionally misled officers. Prior to this, the city threatened to sue him if he didn't fork over $130,000 to cover the cost of investigating the case. He didn't budge, so off to court they'll go. Dierks Bentley is showing off his dad skills in his latest music video. He just released a behind-the-scenes look at his music video for Living, which features his five-year-old son, Knox, and is adorable. The clip shows the father-son duo as they go through an action-packed day. They do everything from going to the arcade, the water park, playing with puppies in the backyard. It is super, super cute. Cannot wait to see the full video. And while Dierks is playing with his son, actress Kate Hudson is planning a bar date with hers. She's going to be on an upcoming episode of the Rachel Ray Show, which she, of course, talks about her family, specifically her 15-year-old son, Ryder. One of the things she says is, you know, people always say, I want to freeze them when they're little. She says, I don't. I'm having a blast. I can't wait to go to the bar with my kid. Is that weird? He's so much fun. He's 15 years old. I'd be more excited when he turns 16 and so he could pick me up from the bar.
Right.
Rather than going to drink with him at the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little weird to me.
I mean, I remember the first time I got to drink with my parents, but it wasn't when I was 21. It wasn't like, hey, yeah, mom, let's go get an Uber. Let's go get trashed.
You're wild, Kelly. But
then again, my mom's not Kate Hudson, so.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's Merrick Church for you right here on 95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. 7:04. All right, this weekend, tons of Stagecoach tickets coming your way. Oh, my goodness. One of which you can join Heather at Baker's Drive-Thru in Ontario on Archibald. That's coming up today, actually. 4 to 5:30 for your chance to win Stagecoach tickets. Get this. The first 25 listeners who show up at 4 o'clock will get a free Baker's Drive-Thru Be Our Guest gift card. That's some incentive to get there early. Also, Stagecoach tickets.
Most definitely, yes. We are 2 weeks away from Stagecoach. And this weekend, in total, 8 chances for you to go out. Join us, because we're going to be out and about like crazy. If you're up early tomorrow morning, you can join me. I'm going to be out for Norco Horse Week, the parade that's going to be going on in Norco. I will be at the Boot Barn right there in Norco, 6th Street, 9 to 11. And I'm going to have your chance to win Stagecoach tickets.
It's going to be fun. Did you start... I don't want to say packing, because it is a little early. You still have your outfits picked out?
No. No, I started shopping last night.
Did you?
Yeah. So I have some stuff in carts that I'm hoping is going to get here in 2 weeks.
But I did my shopping last week.
Did you?
I'm actually wearing one of the shirts I shouldn't be wearing right now at work because it was meant for Stagecoach.
A black shirt. You're wearing a black shirt.
Plain black. I got three other plain black ones ready to go also.
Oh, my lordy. All right. Find out where you can go get Stagecoach tickets. KFrog.com. Going to have a list of places. And, of course, stick around. 710 is the 10-question takeover with your chance to win tickets.
Are we awake?
Turn the road and show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Jimmy Allen here on KFrog. Time for us to give you a great shot at winning tickets to Stagecoach. It's the 10-question takeover. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. Let's do this. Question number one. The shipping company Federal Express is better known as this name.
FedEx.
Correct.
Question number two. If you're shopping at Victoria Gardens, what city are you in?
Rancho
Cucamonga. You got it.
Question three. The NHL playoffs are underway. What's the name of the trophy that the championship team wins?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. It's question three. Do you know the name of the trophy?
The Stanley Cup.
That's correct.
The Stanley Cup. Question number four. What type of beauty products does Paul Mitchell make?
Hair.
Hair care is correct.
Question number five. What's the card game called when you're trying to hit 21?
Blackjack.
Correct.
Question number six. What boy band does Nick Carter belong to?
Oh, shoot. Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys is correct.
Question number seven. Yesterday was National Pet Day. Kelly and myself have pets named Bruiser and Rooney. What kind of animals are they?
Dogs.
Correct.
Yes, our little doggies. Question number eight for you. Will Ferrell plays a San Diego newscaster in this 2004 comedy.
Anchorman.
Anchorman is correct.
Question number nine. What scandal forced President Richard Nixon to resign?
Watergate.
Correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win Stagecoach tickets, okay?
Okay.
Every year, KFrog hosts an RV dance party that takes place at what festival?
The Booth? The Booth something. Booth Fest. Justin, kick up your boots.
Oh, all incorrect answers.
Sorry. All right, here we go for you. Lucky day, you get to steal on question number 10. Every year, KFrog hosts an RV dance party that takes place at this festival.
Stagecoach?
Stagecoach is correct, and you're going to be there!
Shut up!
We will not shut up. You are going to Stagecoach.
I've never been. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Well, we are excited for you. A first-timer. You are going to be there all 3 days out at Stagecoach. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Oh, my gosh. Brian, Cameron, all of them. Everybody. Oh, my gosh. Everybody.
You're going to come to our dance party, too, right?
Oh, for sure. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yes. For sure.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Debbie. I'm calling from, I'm driving to work. I'm on my way to work. I live in Long Beach, though.
Hey, Debbie, what's your best dance move?
I'm kind of old, so I gotta remember.
Well, Debbie, you sound like you are going to be tons of fun. We can't wait to see you at a Stagecoach.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you.
She might be excited.
Just a little bit. And she's driving. That scares me just a little bit. Stick around after 10 o'clock. Another chance to win Stagecoach tickets.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
That's Florida Georgia Line here on KFrog. They're going to be out in Las Vegas later on this year.
And we have some business to take care of. We need to call our grand prize winner. Hi, is this Melinda?
This is her.
Hey, Melinda, it's Kelly and Anthony from KFrog.
Hi.
Hey, we were just wondering, we need you to spell one more thing for us.
Okay.
Can you spell winner?
W-I-N-N-E-R. Oh, my God.
You are the grand prize winner of the Florida Georgia Line ticket.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. That means you're getting hooked up with a hotel stay at Planet Hollywood Resort Casino and a $100 Amex gift card. How stoked are you on this?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so freaking excited.
Great way to start your Friday. So
absolutely.
Congratulations to Melinda. Going to be partying up in Las Vegas with Florida Georgia Line. This week was a big week. We had a lot going on this week. And one of the things we talked about was that Wednesday was National Sibling Day.
Yes, it was.
And we all agreed that when it comes to siblings, the one thing that siblings do is they fight.
And I kind of felt out of the loop on this one because, yeah, my brother and I would bicker back and forth. We wouldn't get in like screaming matches, but we would argue a lot about little stuff. But mm-hmm. we never had like that one memorable fight like you were mentioning with you and your brother.
Yeah, my brother sucking up my hair in the dustbuster. He's knocked out my two front teeth. He's broke my finger. Oh, yeah, we fought a lot. But even my story wasn't bad compared to some of the calls and the text messages we got. This one says there were seven of us growing up and we fought one day over the last powdered donuts. My brother took it, so I was so upset I super glued his legs together while he was playing video games.
How much glue did you use?
Oh my God. Can you imagine trying to get your legs separated from super glue?
That's gotta hurt.
It's funny mentioning that. Ow. Now thinking back, I feel like there was a time where my brother did try to glue my fingers together. We were out in the garage doing something. That just sounds really cool. I wonder if that's him texting in.
Well, you're not one of seven.
That I know of.
Yeah, right?
Mom?
Here's another one. It says, my uncle, who's only 4 years older than me, showed me how to punch someone in the face if I ever needed to. Well, one day my little brother needed it. So I punched him in the face and I knocked him out in the middle of the dentist office.
I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Little kids are brutal. I mean, I guess they were at a good place, like if you were going to knock out a tooth or something, but no, right, she just knocked him out.
You're already there to fix it. I don't know if I was just too scared as a kid, like of my parents, like I don't want to punch or fight. And then obviously mom's going to yell at you when you get back in the car after the dentist's office. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with none of that.
Yeah, she's going to yell at you in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. All right, so we figured we'll take some more calls and texts because these are just way too good. So if you have a story about the all-time best fight you got into with your sibling, you can call or text us 888-431-3764.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
That's been a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony talking about, our lovely siblings, how much we fight with them.
Oh my gosh, and these stories are great. We were talking about it off air, though. And Jenny, you had a pretty good story about something that happened between you and your brother.
Oh man, my brother Kurt used to hold me down and dangle spiders over me, so I had years of built-up anger there. But he got really, I was playing darts in the garage, and he got me so mad. I said, seriously, leave me alone, or I'm going to throw these darts at you. And he kept doing it, so I did. I started whipping darts at him. He was running through the garage. I hit him in the bicep.
Oh my God!
Bullseye.
Did he stop?
He stopped. And then he left me alone.
Well, that's good.
Pretty good
shot. At
least
you resolved something. More text messages about the worst fight you ever got into with your sibling. Says, when I was younger, I had a motorcycle helmet. My brother was laying on the floor, so I went up to his head. I dropped the helmet on his head and chipped his front tooth. He's 30 years old now. And he still has a chipped tooth to this day.
Those things don't grow back. This one's pretty graphic. It says, one day my sister and I got into an argument. She pulled out my rainbow bright horse's tail. So for revenge, I beheaded her Care Bear.
Oh my God.
That's like the horror Toy Story film.
Yeah. I know. That's like Sid from Toy Story. Oh my gosh. All right, let's hear about your sibling fight.
So my brother had just got a new BB gun, so he climbed up on the garage roof and he was shooting birds with it. And my sister walked out of the house and my brother's bike was sitting there. So she gets on his bike and says, you better get off my bike or I'm going to shoot you. And she didn't get it off. He shot her. Yeah, he did. He shot her in her leg and boy, did he get in trouble.
Yeah, that's pretty dramatic. I shot my sister. Okay, that might be the worst one so far.
Pretty bad.
No big deal. Just shot her. Here's one that says, when me and my sister were little, we fought over everything, including the middle seat belt in my parents' Jeep. My mom told me one time, just let her sit there. I got mad, so I threw the seat belt. I ended up splitting open her lip. She had to go to the emergency room and get stitches.
This one says, when I was 12, I was on the phone, and my sister wanted to use it. I told her, bite me. So she bit the heck out of my arm. I ended up getting 11 stitches.
Oh my gosh.
From a bite.
Are you part of the Dahmer family? That is one
eating you
big
up.
Bite.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
I don't feel so bad now.
Right?
Yeah.
8:09 here at K-Frog.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
on 95.1 K-Frog.
It's looking pretty perfect for Kane Brown right now in our sexy stagecoach bracket. We are down to the final. Kane Brown taking on Sam Hunt. Kelly's starting to sweat it out. Her boy is down a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally sweating this because Kane Brown went up against Luke Bryan yesterday. And there were over 2,500 votes on that one-day battle.
That's a lot.
And Kane won with 66% of the votes. And his fans come out in full force.
Yeah, they're rabid.
So I'm afraid this is a battle of the fans versus, not versus, the sexy. Because Sam Hunt went sexy, hands down. No offense to Kane Brown, but Kane Brown's fans, they came to play.
Well, they're winning it for him right now. He's up 60-40. You're going to have all weekend long for your chance to vote for either Sam Hunt or Kane Brown. And at the end of all this, we're going to present the winner with a trophy at Stagecoach.
And I think that's why I'm so bummed, because I really wanted to give this trophy to Sam Hunt.
Just want a photo
op
with Sam.
Just gives me one more chance to talk to him. Maybe, like, caress his hand when I hand him the trophy. You know, that's kind of what I'm hoping.
You are so weird.
But
it still can be Sam. Don't count him out yet.
Well, I already have my vote in. So if you're a Sam Hunt fan, or if you're one of the crazy Kane Brown fans, get your vote in all weekend long. You're going to have your chance to vote. And Monday, we'll reveal the winner of the sexy Stagecoach bracket.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call. Don't stop me. On 95.1 K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.